Nationwide, millions of barriers like dams are plugging up rivers and streams, and that makes it hard for fish to move freely and lay their eggs. Well, now the federal government is spending more than $2 million to reopen spawning grounds for fish. And that includes an effort to recover an endangered species that's sacred to the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe in Nevada. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradell reports.
At the Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation in northern Nevada, rolling mountains cloaked in pale green sagebrush unfold for miles like a painting that never ends. Standing at an overlook in these hills is the tribe's chairman, James Phoenix. He's watching the Truckee River rush over Numana Dam, an irrigation diversion. As a kid, Phoenix fished in these waters for kiwi, suckerfish that aren't found anywhere else in the world.
Bringing them to shore and then cut and filleting them, that was what my dad had taught me, and I got to experience, you know, that's how he was taught when he was young.
The tribe refers to themselves as Kwiwi Takuta in their native language, which means the kwiwi eaters. But tribal members stopped catching them back in the 1980s as the fish population plummeted. A big reason for the decreased fish population is this dam. It was built more than 100 years ago to divert river water to the reservation for farming and ranching. But it's been a barrier for migration of the endangered kwiwi and threatened Lahontan cutthroat trout, another fish crucial to the tribe. Phoenix says the previous tribal council discussed removing or modifying the dam, but kept running into the same hurdle.
A lot of funds weren't available.
That finally changed. The tribe is getting more than $8 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law to modify the dam. The money will be used to build a large underwater ramp, stretching from bank to bank, so fish can swim up and over the dam. The project, which recently broke ground, will reopen 65 miles of river for their migration. Phoenix says that will impact more than the tribe's culture.
It's important to our economics. You know, we rely on tourism and fishing, so we get a lot of anglers that are coming in seasonally, so it's really big for us.
Shiva Sundaresan is deputy director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and attended the project's groundbreaking. He says dams aren't the only obstacles fish populations like kwiwi and Lahontan cutthroat trout have to overcome.
As climate changes in places, we're seeing changes in snowpack, changes in the timing of when you have snow melt, changing water temperatures. All of that is definitely affecting fish populations, fish habitat.
He says that's why the Fish Passage Project at Numana Dam is one of dozens nationwide receiving federal funding. Others in our region include efforts to recover Yellowstone cutthroat in Idaho, Rio Grande cutthroat in New Mexico, Bear River cutthroat in Wyoming and Utah, and flannelmouth sucker in Utah. Projects include everything from removing old dams to installing new culverts, which are large pipes that pass streams beneath roadways.
The more I think we can restore these ecosystems, allow fish to migrate up and down the streams, have habitat where they can find refuge when, you know, water temperatures rise, the better we will be at protecting and restoring, conserving these fish populations.
At the Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation, the underwater ramp will allow up to 600,000 kwiwi to swim over the diversion dam to new spawning grounds. Lisa Hakey is a Reno-based project leader with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Historically, they move in large numbers at the same time and they back up behind this current design. Now with this gradient structure downstream, it's designed specifically for kwiwi swimming capacity and speed.
She says when river flows go down this fall, construction of the ramp will speed up. The tribe is putting the project out for a construction bid and a third-party contractor will build it. Tribal Chairman Phoenix says the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe is excited to finally see shovels break ground on a decades-long effort to recover their native fish.
It's historical, it's big for us, and it's part of our existence. You know, it signifies us as Numu people here at the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe.
He adds he's looking forward to the day when the kwiwi population is big enough for tribal members to catch, fillet, and eat them once again. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.